Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Come home to Good afternoon, everyone. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. With me, John Yule, who's back after a week away. I hope you haven't missed me too much. And Michael Coates, who, as usual, will be along with the second hour of Swing Time in just under an hour's time. So welcome to the only show on British radio where we promise not to mention politics or the World Cup. We will, however, be playing you a lot of very, very nice music, and I think that was a good start, don't you? It was a return to the brand new Bria Skomberg release, Brass, it's called, and it's the only vocal offering on the CD from Bria, but as I think I've mentioned before, her next album, she says, will have vocals on every track. And in fact, if you try and track Bria down on Facebook, there is actually one track from her next CD available for you to listen to there. Meanwhile, we still have this brand new album, Brass, which has only been released in England for, and the UK for that matter, for 2 or 3 weeks now. And what we heard was a mashup of the old Mel Torme hit, I'm Coming Home Baby, which was composed by Bob Dyro and Ben Tucker, and You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To, composed by Cole Porter in 1943 for the film Something to Shout About. The version we've just heard was recorded at the Samari Hotel Studios in New York City. Bria Skomberg, of course, on vocal and trumpet on an album that was recorded on the 1st of August last year. We also heard from Luther Allison on keyboards, Eric Wheeler on bass, and Darian Douglas on the drums and percussion. Someone whose work I've admired in recent years is bass player Dave Zinno and his band Unisphere. I haven't actually featured them on the programme for quite a long time, so I'm going to play two offerings from the group. Coming up now, firstly, is an album called River of January, which was recorded at the Stable Sounds in Portsmouth, Rhode Island, in the February of 2017, with Dave on bass, or Mike Tucker on tenor, Leo Genovese on piano, Rafael Barata on drums, and Eric Bloom on trumpet. Composed by Brazilian trumpeter Claudio Roditi and named after the Brazilian city Recife, this is Recife's Blues. Moving forward now to November 2021 and another Dave Zinno album, again recorded at Stable Sounds in Portsmouth, Rhode Island. This is an album called Fetish, and the same lineup was used as on the track I've just played from the other album, with one exception, and that is on piano, where Tim Ray replaced Leo Genovese. This is also another Brazilian composition coming up. This was written by Edu Lobo, and it's called Beatrice.
Thank you.
Dave Zinno and Unisphere. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, and my name is John Yule. Vocalist Carol Sloan and trumpeter and vocalist Clark Terry paid tribute to Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong on their album The Songs Ella and Louis Sang, and this number they sang together, actually, is Stamping at the Savoy. Various people have tagged their name onto the composing credits here, but it was actually composed by Edgar Sampson and Andy Razaf. This recording made at the Sound on Sound studio in New York back in May 1997. So with Carol Sloan and Clark Terry, we hear from pianist Bill Sharlup, bass player Marcus McLaren, and drummer Dennis McCrell.
Carol Sloan,
the home of sweet romance.
Carol Sloan,
it wins you at a glance.
Carol Sloan
gives happy feet a chance
to dance.
Your form just like a clinging vine, your lips so warm and sweet as wine, your cheek so soft and close to mine, divine. How my heart is singing while the band is swinging. I'm never tired of romping and stomping with you at the Savoy. What joy, a perfect holiday. Savoy, where we can glide and sway. Savoy, let me stomp away with shabub din da ba ba da a da bee bee da da o ba do da ba bee da 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 ba do din da 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 ba 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 do di do di do da ba do ba ba do ba ba da o ba 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 da ba bee di di bee 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 da ba da 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 ba da do di do ba di do di di ba do ba ba di do da. How my heart is swinging by the bed, do de dee feed it up, beat that. I'm never tired of romping, stomping with you at the Savoy. Baba doo dee 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 da da ba da ba da dee da ba da dee da. Stomping at the Savoy, stomping at the Savoy.
Happy feet at the spear the hap to little loo bum spam little loo bap chill doodle loo bap to do loo seat from the pill to have a little loo give away sippy boodle bum lip sippy doodle little bum loud chill little 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 doobity-boo-date. She gon' hang to all the people. Chip-willy-boo-doobit. Yes, baby. Yes, baby. Gonna swing them feet. Yeah, oh, I can see them now. Whoa. Lindy Hoppers, Lindy Hoppers. Chip-willy-boo-doobit. She gon' live.
Having a rare old time at the Savoy were Carole Sloan and Clark Terry. Guitarist Tom Retallis, very successful album from last year, Right Time Left, was recorded at Creek Recording in Malibu, California, in April 2025. Coming up now, considering the recordings were all made within a week, there was a lot of alternating personnel involved. Here we have Will Blades on organ, Charles Regriano on the drums, and Lenny Castro on percussion, and of course Tom Rotella on guitar. Here's one for the Motown fans, composed by Holland Dozier and Holland, and a big hit for Marvin Gaye. This is How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You.
Thank you.
How Sweet It Is from Tom Rotella. Time for the gig guide now on Swing Time. The usual favourites this week. Jazz at the Lascar tomorrow evening, the 17th. We'll be featuring a duo comprising of Pedro Velasco on guitar and effects and Ruth Goller on bass and vocals. This is a Portuguese and Italian combination consisting of two solo sets and then a duo performance. Cabanas on Thursday evening, they'll be presenting Montuno Jazz, Swing, Jump, Jive, Blues and Mambo from this popular large ensemble. There's normally seven or eight in the band whenever Montuno Jazz are playing. And we stay in Leopold Square for the outdoor concerts this weekend. And please note that there'll be a Friday session this week, and I understand all Fridays throughout the summer period. This Friday, they're presenting plenty of familiar faces. Ryan Taylor on organ and vocals, Chris Walker on guitar, and Phil Johnson on drums. Phil Johnson will be on drums, no doubt, on Saturday afternoon at Leopold Square, because the attraction there is Nicola Farnan. No need to explain much more about Nicola, I think, the number of times we've had her on the programme. And then Sunday's attraction is Dan Milson and his band. We've moved around a number of different cities for our recording venues in this first hour of Swing Time. Well, our next album, a live recording, features no less than 10 different cities spread across 4 different countries. But we go to Zurich, November the 23rd, 2012. This performance is from an album called Trilogy 2, a reunion of Chick Corea on piano, Christian McBride on bass, and Brian Blade on drums. Written by James Van Heusen and Johnny Burke, published in 1947, and from the film Road to Rio, this has become a very popular selection for jazz players over the years, but beautiful. Thank you. This is Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. This is Swing Time, and this is John Yule. on now to the current day Count Basie Orchestra, directed by Scotty Barnhart. Although this track spotlights a member of the band who goes back to the days when Basie himself was still leading the band. That's vocalist Carmen Bradford. Here is an arrangement recorded in Los Angeles in 2017, but an arrangement by Benny Carter of the Fat Swallow and Andy Razoff Evergreen from the 1929 Off-Broadway review Load of Coal. Here then is Carmen Bradford with the Count Basie Orchestra and Honeysuckle Rose.
When they see you out with me, I don't mind them, goodness knows. You're my honeysuckle rose. When you're passing by, flowers droop and sigh, and I know the reason why. Your confection, goodness knows. You're my honeysuckle rose. Don't buy sugar. Just have to touch my cup, 'cause you're my sugar. You're so sweet when you stir it up. Drip, drip from your lips. Honey barely drips from your lips. Oh, you're much sweeter, goodness knows. You're my honeysuckle.
I suppose that was the second tribute to Ella Fitzgerald on today's programme. Carmen Bradford sang Honeysuckle Rose with the Count Basie Orchestra. I wouldn't associate the Basie Band very readily with the music of Leonard Cohen, but here is a Chris Johnson arrangement of a Leonard Cohen number. This features a solo on trombone by Mark Williams. This is Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Chris Johnson there, pulling off the old trick for the Count Basie Orchestra of getting an unlikely source material and then making it sound as though it's got an arrangement by Neil Hefti. Scotty Barnhart wrote the arrangement for this final offering from the Count Basie Orchestra himself, and we've got soloists galore here. Guesting on trumpet, John Faddis. On guitar, Will Matthews. On congas, Luisito Quintero. And on piano, Bobby Floyd. A US number one in 1958 for Daniel Flores, who composed it. This is Tequila.
Thank you. say you care. And all at once, a million roses pour their perfume on the air. You say you care, and you put words to what the whippoorwills are singing everywhere. How sweet, how strange, that all my loneliness should change into the loveliness we share. If you were there, no hill would be too high, and darling, I would even fly the sea just to hear you say you care for me. Should change into the loveliness we share. If you were there, no hill would be too high, and darling, I would even fly the sea just to hear you say you care for me.
And that's Maxine Sullivan finishing off Swing Time for another week, the first hour of Swing Time anyway. And that particular track was one of the many fine albums towards the end of her life that is possibly the best of them, actually, the album called Together. The music of Julie Stein, recorded at the Delta Studios in New York in 1987. We heard from Keith Ingram on piano, Glenn Zatola on trumpet, George Masso on trombone, Phil Bodner on alto, Chris Florey on guitar, who appeared at the Lascaux a few years ago, Phil Flanagan on bass, and Jackie Williams on drums. That concludes our first hour here on Swing Time. From me, John Yule, thank you for the invitation, thank you for listening as ever, and please stay tuned for the second hour of Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, which as usual will be presented by Michael Coates.